The alarm on Emily's phone chimed just as Sophie whispered in her ear, "Wake up, Emily. Wake up." She opened her eyes widely, her body covered in sweat, her sheet soaked yet again.
"Time to wake up."
She heard Sophie's whisper get farther away, humming distantly from somewhere in her dreams, from somewhere in her nightmares. As she turned off the alarm, she tried to overlook the numerous text messages that had surfaced from numbers she didn't recognize. "Die, killer. You'll pay in hell for what you did. Murderer." How can people I don't even know want me dead? With shaky hands, she deleted the texts as a CNN report popped up on her screen, updating her on the trial of the year that was beginning that day. CNN breaking news. The biggest trial of the year begins today, January 7th, 2019. Emily Keller, also known by the media as Keller the Killer, is accused of causing the deaths of a family of four, two of them small children. Only 16 years old, Emily is one of the youngest females to be accused of a crime so heinous. Emily buried her face in her pillow, taking a deep breath. She tried to hold back the habitual tears that were creeping out from the corners of her eyes. "I have to be strong today. No crying," she told herself as she rubbed her temple slowly. "I need to put on my protective armor, or I'll never make it through today alive." She reached under her mattress, grabbed her orange pill bottle, and gave it a shake, the rattling sound of the tablets comforting her. She poured two pills onto her clammy palm and placed them gently on her tongue. Protective armor.
"Emily?"
Her brother, Nate, quietly inched open the bedroom door.
"You awake? It's time to start getting ready for court."
Without looking up at him, she nodded as she rolled out of bed, trying not to think about how wrong the prosecution had the facts and how she could be sent to prison because of it. As she attempted to walk toward the door, her ankle monitor snagged on her lavender bedsheet. She yanked the sheet off in frustration and dragged her feet to the bathroom to prepare for the first day of her new life. Debbie and Nate were already waiting for her in Debbie's rumbling Toyota Camry when she stepped out of the trailer. "It's your turn for shotgun." Emily opened the door to the back seat where Nate was already buckled in.
"You can take it today,"
he muttered, avoiding eye contact with her. "I don't need pity shotgun just because I'm on trial for murder, Nate," Emily replied curtly as she reluctantly sat down in the front seat. As she buckled her seatbelt, she already regretted scolding Nate for doing something kind. "I'll apologize to him later," she told herself. Nate had been up with her until 3 o'clock that morning, listening to her cry and consoling her. "I don't deserve him," she thought, squeezing her eyes shut. She rolled down her window and took a deep breath of fresh morning air as her mom lit a Virginia Slim, her hands trembling. "Morning vodka shot hasn't kicked in yet," Emily muttered under her breath as she turned on the radio. "Or maybe one shot doesn't cut it anymore," Emily thought.
"What hasn't kicked in?"
Debbie asked as she ashed her cigarette into an empty Coke can, oblivious to Emily's disrespectful comment.
"Coffee hasn't kicked in yet?"
Emily corrected herself as she investigated her face in the cracked side mirror of the car. The face staring back at Emily was swollen from weeks of nonstop crying. Although she'd put on some of her mom's waterproof mascara, she still looked like someone had run her over with a truck. "You're so repulsive," she thought as she tried to comb her drab chestnut hair with her fingers, squinting at her image through the cracked glass. She wanted to disappear, sink down into the seat of the car and disappear forever. As she pinched her upper cheekbones to give her face some color, she glanced at Nate through the corner of the broken mirror, hoping he couldn't tell she was staring at him through the mosaic lens. Since he had headphones in his ears, she assumed he was listening to a news podcast about the trial.